Chapter 6. A Call for Canvassers. Sanitarium, California, May 15, 1903. The canvassing work should no longer be neglected. Many times I have been shown that there should be a more general interest in our canvassing work. The circulation of our literature is one very important means of placing before men and women the light that the Lord has committed to His church to be given to the world. The books sold by our canvassers open to many minds the unsearchable riches of Christ. Canvassing campaigns. In the service of God, there is work of many kinds to be performed. In the service of the temple, there were hewers of wood, as well as priests of various orders, bearing different degrees of responsibility. Our church members are to arise and shine, because their light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon them. Let those who know the truth arouse out of sleep and make every effort to reach the people where they are. The work of the Lord must no longer be neglected by us and made secondary to worldly interests. We have no time to be idle or discouraged. The gospel is to be proclaimed to all the world. The publications containing the light of present truth are to go forth to all places. Canvassing campaigns are to be organized for the sale of our literature, that the world may be enlightened as to what is just before us. Why are we not more wide awake? Each worker may now understand his special work and receive strength to take hold of it anew. Distinct and peculiar developments of the boundless glory of God will bring tributary offerings of varied kinds to the feet of Jesus. Every new disclosure of the Savior's love turns the balance for some soul in one direction or the other. The end of all things is at hand. The men of the world are rushing on to their ruin. Their schemes, their confederacies are many. New devices will continually be brought in to make of no effect the counsel of God. Men are heaping up treasures of gold and silver to be consumed by the fires of the last days. To hunt and fish. Canvasser evangelists are needed to hunt and fish for souls. The canvassing work should now be earnestly and decidedly taken up. The canvasser whose heart is meek and lowly can accomplish much good. Going out two and two, canvassers can reach a class that cannot be reached by our camp meetings. From family to family, they carry the message of truth. Thus, they come into close touch with the people and find many opportunities to speak of the Savior. Let them sing and pray with those who become interested in the truths they have to give. Let them speak to families the words of Christ. They may expect success, for theirs is the promise: "Lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world." Canvassers who go forth in the spirit of the Master have the companionship of heavenly beings. I beg those bearing responsibilities in God's cause to let no commercial enterprises interpose between them and the work of soul saving. Let no business be allowed to absorb the time and talents of workers who ought to be engaged in preparing a people for the coming of the Lord. The truth is to go forth as a lamp that burneth. Time is short. The enemy will make every effort to magnify in our minds matters of lesser consequence and to lead us to regard lightly the very work that most needs to be done. In highways and byways. The things of this world are soon to perish. This is not discerned by those who have not been divinely enlightened, who have not kept pace with the work of God. Consecrated men and women must go forth to sound the warning in the highways and the byways. I urge my brethren and sisters not to engage in work that will hinder them from proclaiming the gospel of Christ. You are God's spokesman. You are to speak the truth in love to perishing souls. Go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled, Christ says. Do not these words plainly outline the work of the canvasser? With Christ in his heart, he is to go forth into the highways and byways of life, giving the invitation to the marriage supper. Men of wealth and influence will come if they are invited. Some will refuse, but thank God, not all. Oh, that thousands more of our people had a realization of the time in which we are living and of the work to be done in field service, in house-to-house labor. There are many, many who know not the truth. They need to hear the call to come to Jesus. The sorrowing are to be cheered, the weak strengthened, the mourners comforted. The poor are to have the gospel preached to them.
The master knows and watches over his workers in whatever part of his vineyard they are working. He calls upon his church to arouse and become acquainted with the situation. He calls upon those in our institutions to awake and set in operation influences that will advance his kingdom. Let them send forth laborers into the field, and then see that the interest of these laborers does not flag for lack of sympathy and of opportunities for development. Canvassing soul-saving work. My brethren and sisters, remember that one day you will stand before the Lord of all the earth to give an account of the deeds done in the body. Then your work will appear as it really is. The vineyard is large, and the Lord is calling for laborers. Do not allow anything to keep you from the work of soul saving. The canvassing work is a most successful way of saving souls. Will you not try it? Power of persuasion. Those in the darkness of error are the purchase of the blood of Christ. They are the fruit of his suffering, and they are to be labored for. Let our canvassers know that it is for the advancement of Christ's kingdom that they are laboring. He will teach them, as they go forth to their God-appointed work, to warn the world of a soon coming judgment. Accompanied by the power of persuasion, the power of prayer, the power of the love of God, the evangelist's work will not, cannot, be without fruit. Think of the interest that the Father and the Son have in this work. As the Father loves the Son, so the Son loves those that are his, those who work as he worked to save perishing souls. None need feel that they are powerless, for Christ declares, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." He has promised that he will give this power to his workers. His power is to become their power. They are to link their souls with God. Christ desires all to enjoy the wealth of his grace, which is beyond all computation. It is limitless, exhaustless. It is ours by eternal covenant if we will be workers together with God. It is ours if we will unite with him to bring many sons and daughters to God. One with Christ and the Father. Christ's interests are the first and the highest of all interests. He has a property in this world that he wishes secured, saved for his everlasting kingdom. It is for his Father's glory and for his own glory that his messengers shall go forth in his name, for they and he are one. They are to reveal him to the world. His interests are their interests. If they will be co-laborers with him, they will be made heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ to an immortal inheritance. Ellen G. White.